time to share with you the message. I'm assistant pastor, I'm associate pastor at New Hope Baptist Church. My pastor is Dr. Orange. And I want to talk to you for a moment out of the book of Mark. Mark, the fifth chapter, I'm going to look at verses 17, and then we'll come down to verse 21. And we want to be reading together these verses. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by the boat to the other side of the great country, of the great multitude, gathered to him, and he was by the sea, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hand on her. She may be healed, and she will live." I want to talk to you about what happens when you have a problem that you cannot deal with. You have to take it to Jesus. Too big for you. A problem that is too large and too big. You cannot do anything about it. But you must take it to Jesus. Jairus had a daughter. And the daughter was sick. And he couldn't do anything about the problem that he had. But he brought the problem to Jesus and told Jesus, "My little daughter is at the point of death. She's at home and she's sick. But if you come and lay your hand on her, she will live and not die." And Jesus immediately rose to go with him. He went with Jairus on his way to Jairus. He encountered a problem with the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. For some unknown reason, we don't know why she was down there in that crowd with all of those people. Well, one of the things about Jesus, whenever you find Jesus, you're going to find always a crowd of folks, because it's just something about Jesus. People want to be around him because of who he is and what he can do. They wanted to be around him. And this woman, for some reason, she was down there in all of the crowd of folks. And she heard about Jesus. She heard about this man. The fame of Jesus had spread it. And the woman heard about him. And so she came to where he was. But she said, if I could just catch him, I would be made whole. She believed that if she touched the Lord Jesus, if I could reach out and catch him, whatever problem I have, he could solve it. And yes, you're right, because that's what he is. He's a problem solver. He's able to solve all problems, not some, but all problems. God is able to do just that. And so this woman had spent all of her money. She had no money left, and yet nothing was better. She was worse. Doctors had took all of her money, and she was not well. Rather, she grew worse. And she came behind the master, and she touched his garment, and she felt within her body that because Jesus is able to stop whatever problem that you have. He can fix it. That's why we say he's a heart fixer, mind regulator. Whatever problem that you have, God is able to do that and more. The woman just in. And she was made whole. And for some unknown reason, why Jesus is dealing with this woman and trying to help her. And Jairus' daughter died. She had died, and now they came and told Jesus. And so, well, wait a minute, don't bother the master no, because she's dead now. But Jesus said, no, don't believe that. This is what you believe this. Because to Jesus, she was not dead. To Jesus, she was asleep. She was asleep. And when they told him that he said, "Well, she's not dead, she's asleep," they laughed and just scorned. What are you talking about? This woman is dead. But Jesus has power over life and death. Jesus is able to catch our life, raise us up. When we are down, he can pick us up. He has the keys of life and death in his hand. He's able to restore our lives. He's able to turn us around and make us new creatures. The woman, she was made whole. Jesus took with him the family, the mother and father, and then he took his disciples. And he entered the room where this child was. And he called her. And when he called her, the child rose up. Jesus said, "Give her some food." She was 12 years old. And one thing about our Lord that we want to always remember today, that there are no problems that is too big or too hard for the Lord Jesus. If you have a problem today and you have not been able to fix it, you have not been able to do anything about it, my suggestion to you, turn it over to the Lord Jesus. And I guarantee you, he will fix it if you turn it over to him. Give it to him. Let him show you just how to work things out. For he has the power, to do everything but fail. One thing I'm glad about Jesus, and that's nothing that he cannot do. There's no doubt too hard for him. There is no thing that he cannot fix. If you don't believe it, you just turn it over to him. You don't believe it, turn it over. When you turn it over to him, one thing about it, you don't have to worry. He'll fix it. He'll fix it because he's able to. One of these days at that cross, one of these days,
make sure you're ready. I'm glad today that I know him. I'm glad that I know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his Son. I'm glad that I know Jesus. I'm glad that I'm his friend. I'm glad that I have a relationship with him. I'm glad that I know he's capable of doing everything I need to have done. Whatever it is that I need to have done, the Lord is able. He's able, I tell you. He's able to mount it. He'll fix it for you. He fixed it for the Irish. He fixed it for the woman who had spent all the money. He fixed it for Mary Martha. Not only will he fix it for you, he'll fix it for your friends. He'll fix it for your relatives. He'll fix it for your children. He's able to fix everything. And that's why I love it. That's why I cry out today to you to turn everything over to the Lord Jesus and let him work it out. For he knows just what to do. And he knows how to do it. Trust the Lord. For he will work it out. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. We see your divine hand work. Knowing that you are the only true and living God that holds power over life and death. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank the Lord. This is our message for today.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Reverend Chambers, for that powerful message that you brought today about the miraculous healing power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We just thank you. My name is Reverend Floyd Martin, and I'm going to invite you to the Christian discipleship of Jesus Christ today. Yes, our Bible in the book of Isaiah lets us know that unto us a son, a child was born, and a son was given unto us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The one that we are celebrating this month, and Christmas is coming up next Sunday, so we'll be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came down through 42 generations to save us and to extend eternal life for all of us. He came down through those 42 generations, was born of a Virgin Mary, and he was born in a stable. He had no place to lay his head, yet the crude manner that he came was really something a lot of them didn't expect to see. But he came in a crude manner, but what he was born for was big, very big. He was born to save us from all of our sins. So if you don't know that Savior that was born, that's prophesied in Isaiah 9 and 6 to today, then today is the day you have your chance to hook up with him. Because, listen, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And it also says the wages of sin is death. And then it also says the gift of God is eternal life, which is in Jesus Christ. It also says that before God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we also, it says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So that's all you have to do today, is just accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Now, I'm going to pray a sinner's prayer today, and I want you to pray right along with me. And if you pray this prayer, you will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. And Lord, I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on Calvary's cross for my sins. And he was raised after 3 days from the grave, after he was buried, declaring all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. He conquered the grave. He conquered death. Satan tried to destroy him, but he conquered all of that, and he defeated Satan. So by him rising from the grave, and becoming, being with us again in the land of the living, this paved the way for us being saved. This paved the way for our salvation. He had atoned for all of our sins on that cross when he bled and died, and then he rose again. So if you today don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, then if you prayed that prayer with me that I prayed, you have received him. And he is now the Lord of your life. And another thing, if you want to join with an organization, with a church, which is our church, or you can go to any church of your choice, but I'm going to give you our information. So if you want to come by and talk with us about your newfound life that you have in Jesus Christ, you can either come by 1575 West 17th Street, San Bernardino, California, or you can call 909-887-2526. Or if you want to email us, you can email us at info@newhopembc.org. Or if you want to go to our website to join with us, the website is www.newhopembc.org. So if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, this is a time of jubilation. This is a time of joy. This is a time of happiness. So tell the whole world that Jesus now is your Lord and your Savior. And you have a new path to travel in life. You are saved. You have received the most precious gift that you can have in your life, and that is salvation and eternal life through Jesus. Lord and Savior. So God bless you today and enjoy your newfound life, which is in the family of God, and eternal life in Jesus Christ. God bless you.
And mighty ruler, the king of all the earth, we bow before your throne. Awesome wonder, yeah, in mighty ruler, king of all the earth, we bow before your throne. And we bow down and worship Yahweh. Oh, 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 yeah. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Come on, everybody, lift your voice. Let's worship.
Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh,
King of Kings,
right now you're
Lord of
Lords.
Lift your
hands right where you are and say, we bow down one more time.
We bow down.
Oh, 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 oh.
And worship.
And worship.
Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to Hope is Alive right here on Studio W. Yahweh. Powerful, powerful, powerful song. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for listening to Hope is Alive right here on The Buzz, Studio W Buzz. Hey, share it with a friend. Don't keep it a secret, all right? Just tell them about the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com, the app. Just go to your Apple or App Store and download studio.w. Website is studiowbuzz.com. We're also available on Alexa and, let's see, what else? Android, I forgot. Just go to your Play Store and download Studio W. So excited about this program. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on each and every Sunday. Hope is Alive. Please join us on with the live message. And it starts at noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. right here on the East. And again, wow, I want to welcome to the set right now our very own Dr. Michael Andrew Owens. Dr. Owens, are you there?
I'm here. God bless. You're very old.
we got to do some
research on Baptist lingo. I'm trying to figure out why we always say our very own to our very own people.
See, you go. All right, see, you're going to make me drop that line. See, okay, all right. I'm going to drop it, okay? You're not going to hear it again, all right, Dr. Owens, until we do more research.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, look it up, please. You know, you sent me a text earlier about Reverend Arthur Chambers. You said he was ready to preach. You know what? And he was. Oh, my,
He was ready, yeah. He came in like a ball kicking up his hoof. Trying to get out the block and get on out into the arena. He did what he do. Under the inspiration of God, I tell you.
Boy, oh boy,
and,
oh boy.
He's old school, you know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was excellent.
Reverend Chambers is so old school. He old school like when the school opened, old school. he ain't new old school. The old school, like when the school opened.
When it opened. That was before AC. Okay, that was before air conditioner. Air conditioner. And passing out those paper fans in church, right? Oh, my goodness. Wow, wow. He bought it. And Deacon Dwayne Hogan, thank you so much for the prayer and always the invitation from Reverend Floyd Martin. Dr. Owens, I have a few questions I want to ask you, sir. And we'll talk about this holiday season. Boy, it's coming quick. It's very, very quick. You know, and a lot of people, they are joyous. They're having fun. They're thinking about all the secular gifts they're going to get and the food and everything. And that's for most people, a lot of people during the holiday seasons. However, many others and countless others dread this time of year because it's painful for them. For various reasons, i.e. they may have lost a parent, a loved one, lack of resources, can't pay the bills, you know, can't provide for their children. Is there anything or what would you say to perhaps provide some level of comfort for those who are in stressful situations these days and pain?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I identify because I'm one of those people. And, you know, family was very small.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who was blood relation has essentially gone home from here to glory. And that leaves me with a lot of remembrances and a lot of heartfelt desire to share the joys I have with them, and they are gone too soon. course, that's our perspective. They're gone in the time that God meant for them to be here. And one of the old church fathers said, God has made us for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall not rest until we rest in him. So it's really a thankful thing that our loved ones who we know knew the Lord have gone to be with him, because that's what they were made for fellowship with God. And the fact that we got to enjoy them is a thankful thing. And we learn early on as young children, if somebody gives you a gift, you say what?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You say thank you. And that's the way we ought to be about our loved ones who have gone to be with the Lord, that we ought to focus on the fact that we were given a gift, the gift of someone that was created for himself. He shared with us. And that's always a cause for thanksgiving and celebration. And so sorrow and mourning is natural, but it's also a matter of perspective. How you look at the loss, how you look at the void. If you look at the void as another opportunity for God to fill you with his presence and his love, then you will see any number of ways that he chooses to do that when he calls a loved one home. He doesn't want us in the throes of depression. He doesn't want us in the throes of sorrow to the point where our own lives are crippled and debilitated. He wants us first and foremost to have a thankful spirit and to live in gratitude for what God has given us. I remember when I lost my sister, she was 15 years old, and at that point I was 30. And I thought I was going to have a lot more time with her most of the time that she was alive. I was in and out of school. I was in and out of town getting educated, so I didn't have as much time with her as I wanted. And when I got back home from being in college, you know, she was getting ready to pursue her dreams. And so she wanted to go and get a summer job like teenagers wanted to do. I wanted her to go to summer school. I wanted her to go to Upward Bound, you know, a summer camp for those who are preparing to go to college, but she wanted a job. So she went over town, as we call it, to the commercial district, caught a bus to go out to apply for a job at McDonald's. And she got caught in the door of the bus. The bus dragged her around the corner. And she was taken to the hospital, and they could not do anything about her injuries, and so that's where she died. And I remember my response was with immediate grief and anger, somebody had to pay. And I didn't call the pastor. I was trying to find a lawyer, you know, because I was somebody was gonna pay. I was angry. I wanted to sue somebody.
Right.
And but my mother's response was instructive. You know, she her constant refrain after they brought her the news that my sister had passed was, thank God for the 15 years.
Wow.
Thank God for the 15 years. Yeah. It probably took me 15 years to get to the place where that was my response.
You were still mad, right?
I had the right response. Thank God for the 15 years, because she was certainly a gift. Wow. And I hope people see their loved ones gone home as gifts that God gave us to enjoy, and focus on a thankful spirit rather than a sorrowful spirit about them not being here now.
Wow. What a healthier way to look at it, right? What a healthier way to look at it. Like you said, the first response is that we want to strike out in anger and revenge and things of that nature. You didn't say revenge, but I did. You know, but
I would have done that if I could.
Are you sure you've gotten over it for real? If you saw,
well,
think we're going to move to the next question. Now let's bring this home now. But actually, we're talking to our target global audience here. What do you say to our New Hope family and others, including our global audience, about lending a helpful hand or uplifting and doing something to make a difference to someone who's in need or hurting, not only during the holiday season, but year-round?
Well, you said it right there, not only during the holiday season, but year-round. We ought to see the holiday season as practice and the regular year as the time to exercise what we learned and practice, mm-hmm. because our blessings aren't seasonal. God blesses us every day.
Amen.
You know, if you got a job, you get blessed as often as that paycheck comes. And, you know, whatever your resources are, you didn't earn them by being so good. You got it by being so full of God's grace and favor. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't bless any of us without wanting us to then be a blessing.
Mm.
And so, you know, the holidays is just practice for the rest of the year, because all year long we pass homeless people. All year long, you know, there are sick people that need to be visited and folk in jail who are incarcerated and people who are naked who need food and clothing all year long.
That's right.
And if you read Matthew 25 correctly, there's going to be an examination on just how well we responded to the issues we see that that the least of these have with their good and welfare. And, you know, when I was in college, if the professor told me what was going to be on the test, I dared him not to give me an A. You know, it's one thing to show up to take an exam and you don't know what he's going to ask.
That's right.
He might come from anywhere. But when the professor tells you what's going to be on the test and you don't show up ready to respond, that's on you. So our master teacher has told us in the final examination what's going to be on that test. And that's, did you love the least of these with the love of God? Did you share what I gave you with those who have nothing? Did you visit the sick? Did you feed the hungry? Did you clothe the naked? Did you visit the prisoner? And, you know, I'm fully cognizant now on what he wants as answers to those questions. I hope that I find myself in a giving spirit before Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's comes, because God help if he takes any of us in the spring or the summer or the fall and Christmas and Thanksgiving hadn't come yet. You know, we better be found able to answer the pop quiz that we get along the way rather than wait for the final examination in the end.
Right. It sounds like God gives us an open book test, though, doesn't he?
That's right. All you got to do is open the book. There you go, Brown. You and me make a good team.
I know. You know, we've been doing this for a few years now, man. I like it. That's right, brother. Yeah, let's talk about this year's church theme, which is for 2022, the Lord our God at work in us by his spirit in all seasons of our lives. Now, that's for 2022. Have you come up with a theme? I know this, you said, wait a minute, hold it. We are still in 2022. Okay.
I remember it was about this time last year when you asked me about this year's thing, and I told you I was waiting for lightning to strike and give me the precise language for the inspiration that was in my spirit at the time. That's exactly where I am. I think what I know is that I want 2023 to focus more surely on who Jesus is.
Oh boy.
And getting to know the Christ.
Right.
Because I think don't tell nobody I said this, but I think a whole lot of church folk know Moses a lot better than they know Jesus.
Oh, boy.
And so I think.
don't worry. It's only our global audience listening, right?
Don't tell nobody.
I won't say a word.
Don't say a word.
I'm not going to say a word. You know, I tell you, one thing I would really, I can't wait for you to come over with your sermon. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, and it was something that I think someone else came with the question. May have been you or may have been Beth, and we were talking about setbacks, and I was asking, was that a setup for success? I can't wait for you to preach on that. Setback being...
Yes, sir. Swimming around in my spirit for real. I'm praying on that. Yes, was it a setback or a setup? That's one coming your way, Brown.
I've got to hear it. I've got to... And you know, all of these programs are all recorded, right? So I can keep that one. Yes, sir. We can even share it. And it's on the website.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, speaking of the website, I want the audience to know that if you missed this program today and you want to hear it again or share with a loved one, a friend, or anyone, please go to the website. Now, we reconstructed the website, Dr. Owens, a little bit. You had to use a drop down to get to archive shows. Now, archive shows has its own tab on the home page, so they can click on it right away, they can get to it, and they can listen to this broadcast again. All right? It'll be up in about 24 hours or so. Okay, just go to the website, folks.
Great.
Go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. Even share it with your international friends over in the UK or wherever, and you can tell them to go to studiowbuzz. They'll take you anywhere in the world, studiowbuzz, okay? So last thing, Dr. Owens, is there anything that you want to, I forgot, and you want to share with our audience?
Just stay in the spirit of joy, the joy of Jesus, not the joy of how many gifts, not the joy of how much food or twinkling lights or the smell of fresh evergreen, all of that is going to the dust. But stay in the joy of Jesus and love on somebody during this season, because those gifts are for keeps and they last forever.
Amen. Amen. A great program. Again, thank you so much, Deacon Dwayne Hogan, Reverend Floyd Martin, and Reverend Arthur Chambers. Boy, keep the fire, brother. Keep the fire. And we're going to play this last one for you, Reverend Arthur Chambers. And to our New Hope listening audience, thank you so much. Our audience around the globe, thank you for tuning in. But keep it locked right here on studiowbuzz.com. And Reverend Chambers, hallelujah. Thank you. Enjoy your Sunday. This has been Hope is Alive on Studio W.
Master of all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From January to December, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
slave of God.